A Christmas tree tradition saved in Whitehaven. Earlier this week, we told you about a call for help by one community member to step up and help save a Christmas tradition in Whitehaven. We got an update earlier this week, and we wanted to go back and speak to the man leading that charge. His name is Jason Sharif. He's the CEO and president of Respect the Haven. He joins us on our phone lines this morning. Good morning, Jason. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning, brother. I greet you with the ancient words of peace. As-salamu alaykum. Simply means peace be unto you.
Well, I appreciate that wish, my friend. All right, so on Monday, you shared with us, and I'll run through this quickly, how the original 40-foot Christmas tree had been destroyed outside the mall in Whitehaven there. So mall officials scraped together what they had to get another one. Well, I'll be generous, it wasn't too much of a looker. And a lot of people online were bullying the tree. They said it looked like a Charlie Brown Christmas tree. So they took it down. And that's when Jason, our next guest, got involved. Did I get the story right? And take it from there.
Yes, sir. So, they put the tree up the Monday before Thanksgiving. A lot of backlash from the community, criticizing the tree. The Southland Mall manager was like, first of all, the tree wasn't, being finished decorated, but he just, because of the backlash, he ended up taking it down the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. And so, community was asked, what happened to the tree? So, a few members said, well, if it's that serious, we'll donate, for a tree. And they asked me to put together a fundraiser. So, I don't know anything about Christmas trees. Like I said, I'm a Muslim, but somebody told me a Christmas tree only costs $2,500. So I was like, okay, well, we can raise that. But they said, no, these are these big commercial trees, and these trees cost $30,000 to $40,000.
$30,000?
Yeah, $30,000 to $40,000, and I still didn't flinch. I said, okay, $40,000. And, we can't raise $40,000. You need to go to the city council. You need to go to the county commission. I said, no, the community is going to raise this money. How are we going to raise $40,000? I said, it's 50,000 people in Whitehaven. It was just 2,000 people give $20. We got our 40,000. We can do this in 20 minutes if we have the right mindset. And we said, we set out the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, and, we started the fundraise.
So when we spoke on Monday, you had raised over $15,000. You were still down. You needed a little bit more than that. What, $8,000, $9,000? You came on. You called for help. You needed the community to step up. And so what happened? Did you get the money needed for that Christmas tree?
All right. So the Monday before Thanksgiving, the Monday last Monday, because our fundraiser was scheduled to end that Wednesday, the 30th, November the 30th. So November the 28th, we had like $16,000. So I went on Facebook. I reached out to Henry Reeves, who is a well-known lawyer here in the Memphis area. And I tagged him on one of his posts. I was like, Brother Henry, I've been trying to reach you. I tagged him in the donation link. And I said, this is for the Haven. This is for Whitehaven. And he responded. He said, well, get to $20,000. And I will put in, I'll pay the last $4,000 and throw in a baby Jesus nativity scene. All right, so I said, okay, cool. But I'm like, I'm still at $16,000. I'm kind of doubting we're going to get this $20,000. So I called my friend over at TVA, the Tennessee Valley Authority. He's from Whitehaven. He's the director of community and government relations, Gabriel. I called Gabe. I said, man, look, because I had called him that Saturday after Thanksgiving asking him, will he match our donation? He's like, man, it's Thanksgiving weekend. Call me Monday. We'll talk then. So I called him Monday. I said, man, we had $16,000. Can you match it? He's like, man, I can't match. I can't get you $16,000. I said, okay, well, look, we had $16,000. Henry Reed said he would give us $4,000 once we hit $20,000. Can you at least give us the $4,000 and get the $20,000? He said, yeah, I'll give you that. So I kept that in my back pocket. I didn't announce that I had a $4,000 from TVA, that I still want to push the community to see if we can get it ourselves. And by when, so we just kept pushing, we kept fundraising. I kept that $4,000 from TVA in my back pocket. Wednesday morning, we got the $20,000. Henry Reed said, you know, I got the other 4,000. The next day, Thursday, I went to his law office, picked up the check. So we had 24,000 plus the 4,000 from TVA. That's 28,000. Then we had another 1,000 from the Greater Whitehaven Economic Redevelopment Corporation. We got us at 29,000. And then people were still giving. So my latest calculation today is $30,400 raised. And any extra money, any extra donations beyond the Christmas tree and the lighting ceremony is going to go to a Christmas clothing drive.
So you got the money. We can confirm that news. That Christmas tree is Whitehaven's.
I can officially say that Operation Save Christmas in Whitehaven is complete.
And you, Jason, were the commander. And so tell us about that. I mean, what shocked you most about raising all of that money? What lesson and takeaway from this story are you going that will stick with you for years to come?
First and foremost, like I said, there's nothing surprising about us raising this $30,000 in a week. You know, Whitehaven, we are a solid, you know, middle-class neighborhood. You know, we have the highest per capita income among African Americans. We have the highest home ownership, the highest voter registration. So it was no doubt in my mind. I'm not surprised that we raised this $30,000 in a week. I'm only surprised that it took us this long. We should have raised this in 30 minutes. So that's first off, you know, and the lesson is that, you know, I'm a Muslim. I don't celebrate Christmas. I took this project on to show the power of community. What we can do if we unite, we don't have to go to government. We can come together and change our communities overnight by ourselves with no outside help if we just unite and come together. And that was the whole point of me taking on this mission. It was a method behind my madness, because some people was like, "You a Muslim? Why are you putting so much effort in this?" I'm like, I'm a community leader. You know, I'm teaching community life, and I'm teaching what we can do as a community, whether we black, white, Christian, Muslim, atheist, whatever. You know, we can put outside. We got a million differences, but we can come together on one common thing. And you think of the word about community, you got common and you got unity. And, you know, this is just the lesson of what happened when we all come together, black, white, Christian, Muslim. This was the lesson.
Jason, you have about 45 seconds. Tell us about how our listeners can actually go out and see the Christmas tree get lit next weekend.
Yeah, so we are having we're bringing the Christmas tree lighting ceremony back to Whitehaven. I believe this is the first one since 2017. It will be December the 11th at the Southland Mall. That's 1215. The address, I believe, is 1215 Southland Mall. It will be, again, Sunday, December the 11th at 4:30, from 4:30 to 5:30. So come on out.
Jason Shreve, CEO and President of Respect the Haven. My friend, well done. Job well done. The entire city appreciates the work you did.
All right. Thank you. I just want to say Whitehaven is worthy. Whitehaven is worth it. Respect the Haven. Respect our Haven.
All right. Appreciate him joining the show and giving us that great update. It is confirmed. You heard that. The tree has been saved. That Whitehaven Christmas tradition will be around for years to come. Don't you love stories like that? I certainly do. All right, a lot more coming up in hour number three. We're going to talk to racing experts about the do's and don'ts ahead of the big St. Jude Marathon weekend. That up next.